apply God's wisdom to our lives. Good intentions without faithful actions are pointless. They always end in compromise. And so in closing, let me just say, your guardrails will be different from those around you. There is freedom in guardrails. I said there's freedom in guardrails. The Bible says it's for freedom that we've been set free. With guardrails, the answer is decided before the question is asked. Let me say it again. With guardrails, somebody say with guardrails, the answer is decided before the question is asked. What does that mean? It says, the question is, you want to do this? Let's do this. Should we? Should we not? What does God say? Well, right now I'm not real interested about what God said, but I am interested about what I want to do. And even more, I'm concerned about what you want to do. A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. Especially on our young people. Huh? Ask them. They'll tell you all about it. Amen. Can I say that one more time? With guardrails, say it with me, with guardrails, the answer is decided before the question is asked. Before you pressure me, before I'm compromised, before anything goes down, I've already got the guardrail, I've already got it up by God's wisdom. I know what God says, I know what he wants, I know what's the best. And I'm not settling for anything but the best. Amen. Boy, that'll keep you from a lot of mess that you don't need and you don't want. Amen? And remember, ultimate freedom is on the narrow road with Jesus. Ultimate freedom is on a narrow road with Jesus. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof, the ways are the ends of destruction. He says, narrow is the gate. Narrow is the road that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And then he says, many are on that broad way. This is a narrow way. Amen. Yeah, it is a little narrow. Yeah, it's a narrow road with Jesus. But how many know where that narrow road leads? Woo! Glory to God. How many know a scratch is better than a wreck?